It's Brian Kilmeade.
It's a little bit late. The president of Turkey called President Trump. That was the moment when the commander-in-chief needed to say, no, you cannot do this. We have troops there, and they will not move. Had he said that, this would not be happening.
That would be true. I can't see Turkey coming in if it would mean confronting us. Dr. Kanta Ahmed joins us now, a Muslim scholar in the Independent Women's Forum, who also is a member of the Shoah Foundation. Dr. Ahmed, the president said, we're not moving, you better not come. They wouldn't have went, right?
Exactly. I mean, this disaster that's unfolded since Monday that you correctly read, as soon as you saw it happening, proves how effective American forces on the ground are. There were only 50 American soldiers holding back the tide of war. We removed 50 soldiers as a deterrent because the world knows behind 50 American soldiers is the world's mightiest superpower. And now we have hundreds dead, 134,000 people displaced already. And we have these camps where ISIS detainees were in place, the most important of which is Al-Hol. The Al-Hol camp held 70,000 people. Not everyone in there is ISIS. There were 10,000 ISIS fighters, 2,000 of which were international. The others, many of them were innocent people or even Yazidis enslaved by ISIS being intimidated inside the camp. Now there's no one able to guard them. The SDF, the Syrian Defense Forces, even guarded them for some days after they're being assaulted by the Turkish military. The civilians have sought shelter at American bases that are in Syria. American bases are now trapped in a pincer-like action by the Turkish army, and we are about to evacuate those American forces too. This is an example of where our economy of force had worked for so long because we had these tremendous Kurdish partners that gave their blood to protect our national interests.
So, Dr. Ahmed, I've been opening up the phones, and they point out justly that there's different sects of Kurds, and the Kurds do not get along with each other, and the Turks view them as terrorists.
Right.
We worked well with the Iraqi Kurds, but what could you tell me about that?
So we would say, in fact, the United States has said, and their own military leaders have said, is the Syrian Defense Forces, which includes various factions of Kurdish people and Assyrian Christians and Arabs that were allied with the Kurds. So it was a very multi-ethnic force, that they were extremely staunch American allies. They gave 11,000 lives in the defense of the war against ISIS. That means we did not have to lose men and women in the pursuit of that. There is an element of Kurdish forces inside Turkey that the United States designates as a terrorist organization, the PKK, and so does Turkey, that may be legitimate, but they were being co-opted by the SDF and they were fighting ISIS. All Turkey is doing is rendering propaganda that I'm seeing repeated in the United States, that all Kurds are terrorists, that all Kurds are PKK, and nothing could be further than the truth. So that is unacceptable. Additionally, it's incomprehensible why the president made this decision, other than he's promised the American people the return of all American soldiers back to U.S. soil. That's a great ideal, but it is not practical. And if we now abandon our deepest, most staunch allies, nobody is more aligned to the states than the Kurds except Israel. They're equivalent. Imagine if we abandon Israel. This is tantamount to that. And now other allies will not want to partner with us. People that are on the fence are going to say, well, let me partner with Russia and Iran. They're much more staunch. It's so damaging. It's not adequate to smear all the SDF as the PKK. That's false. That fits in with Erdogan's narrative, who is committed to genocide of all Kurdish people.
And he's already doing it.
There's something even more troubling, which I don't know if it's been emphasized, but by yielding to Turkey, Turkey is now creating this 30-kilometer buffer zone, but is always already going further. That's why Russia and Syria is activated at the border. Turkey will now have a straight arrow, a straight corridor all the way through to Syria, which is controlled by Iran. Syria is now an Iranian proxy. The Russians are not going to be sitting there for decades. They've got their naval ports on the Mediterranean. They're on the way out. That's why they don't want another conflict. Syria is co-opted by Iran. So now we have a connection from Iran to Syria through Iraqi Kurdistan, which is not allowed to defend itself and is now going to be completely disempowered because of what's happened to the Syrian Kurds. And we have handed that entire region over to Russia, Iran, and Turkey. And what binds Iran and Turkey together, the Muslim Brotherhood, Islamism. This is a complete capitulation to evil.
I just said that now Syria is protecting these Kurds, and now we know that Turkey hates Syria and wanted Assad out. So good luck with this.
So I don't know that Turkey is protecting any Kurds. Turkey is actually...
No, I'm sorry. Syria is protecting the Kurds.
Yeah, Syria is. And in fact, that is probably our lowest moment. That butcher Assad, that genocide, has taken the moral high ground against the American president.
And
I don't know how I'm going to show my face in Kurdistan again, where I was there a few months ago, and I'm going in January as an American. It is absolutely shameful. Russia is providing the no-fly zone over that area. I saw that breaking news last night on Twitter. I don't know if it's verified. These are actions that we should have been doing, and our own American troops that are there are caught in an unbearable position where they are having to betray their ally of years.
Unbelievable.
Brian, I want to salute your courage for at least speaking up. This is very difficult. I am very supportive of the White House and this presidency, and I really know that the president has done very good things for our country.
Yeah.
He gets to deal with China.
And thank you, Dr. Ahmed. I just can't agree on this.